Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, not only in the country but around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you check out our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Sign up, like the page, and then jump in the chat room and converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are. And let's see, Wally just jumped in there, and we got all the regulars in there, too. And I'll say hello to them in a little bit. But right now, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, getting back to Minneapolis, because it's still going on. They're still setting fires in Minneapolis. We've got another major building on fire here in the last 30 to 45 minutes. We've also got cars that are setting on fire because we're starting to hear about multiple instances where they're just torching cars on the street.
Exactly right, Captain. And we also know that the rioters have made their way onto one of the major freeways there in the area.
That would be I-35W.
Yes, and they're beginning to disrupt any traffic, even at this late hour in the Minneapolis area. Also, they've made their way over to St. Paul. We're starting to see footage come out of there of rioting or looting and a lot of property damage as well, which, again, has been part and parcel of this entire thing. We've also seen, in some cases, some fire engines trying to put water on these big fires. Some of that was earlier in the night, but as this continues on, and as you heard on the scanner earlier, there has been some gunshots, and one other person, that, at least that we know of, shot.
Yeah.
That's gonna make the firefighters pull back, rightly so, if the situation is not safe.
Yeah. Now, on top of everything else that's going on here, folks, we had this little SpaceX launch that was scrubbed because of the weather, right?
That's correct.
There were 10 Democratic lawmakers, congressional people, that were supposed to be back in Washington, D.C., voting on a legislation that was there. But due to the fact that Democrats changed the rules, they chose to use their proxy, who was back in Washington, D.C., to vote, which means that they were getting paid even though they were down there watching this space shuttle.
Well, that's right. I tend to think that...
And I said space shuttle, SpaceX.
SpaceX, right.
Yeah.
But I tend to think that that's really a dereliction of duty as a United States representative to delegate your vote to somebody else. That goes against your responsibility to your own constituency, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. You have to go and show up and do the job.
Yeah, exactly. But in the meantime, a GOP plan is being proposed in Congress. I don't know what's going to happen. And if members of Congress can't be bothered to show up and vote, then maybe they shouldn't collect their pay. Now, the GOP plan would block pay for lawmakers who vote by proxy during the coronavirus pandemic, because everybody should be doing their job. If they're supposed to be in D.C. voting on things, then that's where they're supposed to be.
Well, right. I guess that means that a lot of these congressional representatives are non-essential if they can simply delegate their vote. You know, especially this time, Captain, they should be there doing what they're supposed to do and set an example for the rest of the country, no doubt.
And the Supreme Court, in a brilliant move, ordered the states to respond to the church's appeals to reopen. Now, we're talking pretty much about California. We're talking about Michigan. We're talking about Minnesota, I believe. That was one of the states. We're talking about New York. And who is the other one? Massachusetts? Yeah, Massachusetts.
Well, right. You know, and again, people see these things as, again, their fundamental rights, and is the Bill of Rights being suspended in some way by these emergency orders? And this is, I think, rattled a lot of people, because we seem to be able to go do other things, quote unquote, safely, like go to a big box hardware store, or do other, quote unquote, essential things. We can line up and we can have 6 feet apart and social distance, all these kinds of things. But you can't have a church service that would also incorporate, and this is the key, incorporate the precautions. So it starts to smack not being even-handed when it comes to these orders.
Yeah, and let's see. Wally's asking a question about baseball, minor league baseball. Wally, that was all of minor league baseball temporarily. At least as far as I know, there will be no minor league system as it stands today. All of the minor league teams. And we'll see how that plays out. They just want to go strictly with Major League Baseball because they're going to have to take a lower salary to do that. Now, we'll see what happens. Now, what would you say if I told you that there was a U.S. taxpayer-funded study for 25 separate COVID-19 anxiety studies? Waste of money?
Could be, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. And Joe Biden's in trouble. I'll tell you what that's all about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I'll be down this weekend in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Two Guys Gun Shows, they're back again, better than ever. Saturday and Sunday, May the 30th and 31st, from 9 to 3 each day at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Now, they'll also be back the following week, Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th, at Midreg Hall in Largo. And then the following week, June 13th and 14th, they'll be at Robarts Arena in Sarasota, Florida. So back-to-back-to-back gun shows. And you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections at Two Guys Gun Shows Embrace. Now, trade-ins are welcome. I'll be there on Saturday the 30th. I'll be there on Saturday the 6th, and I'll be there on Saturday the 13th. So you can stop by, say howdy, howdy, and I've always got some free stuff to give to you. And happy to see everybody. But don't forget that there's also a new twist this year with the Two Guys Gun Shows now that they're back. And you have to show up to find out. And by the way, I'm going to have a special guest with me. A nationally syndicated talk radio host, friend of mine, is going to be with me on Saturday down there in Port Charlotte. That's all I'll say. I'm not going to say who it is, but you'll have to show up to find out. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's see what this is. We just got it. All right, that's another fire. That's another arson fire. So that's the second one in the last hour.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this isn't a car. That's another building.
That's right. And even
in Minneapolis.
Even at this late hour in Minneapolis, or this early hour, as you might look at it as well, there's still a lot of activity going on.
And they're wandering around. These gangs or whatever, well, for lack of better words, they are gangs. These gangs are wandering around, and they're just torching stuff.
They are torching it. They are simply, again, using this as an excuse. There are those who are very upset and concerned, like we all are, about what we saw happen on the video. But there are those, Captain, I mean, they are simply, they're genuinely looters and criminals in many ways. But, and it's taking away from the action that needs to be taken in the investigations.
Now, Joe Biden had bet on the frontline coronavirus governors to hold him through, and, you know, this is the way to do things, and they were going to do it right, and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But unfortunately, he's been making a fool out of himself, as have these governors, because what they're doing isn't working. It's just making people madder and madder and madder. And then you get to California, where some of the local officials are going, well, not so fast. We're opening things up too fast, and we need to slow it down, so we're going to slow it back down again. Gee whiz.
It is really something. I mean, even in private industry, the legal and liability factors are enormous. So, for example, if you live in a homeowner association community, or you live in an apartment complex and you have pools and facilities, right now owners and community associations are literally burning the midnight oil trying to figure out how do they navigate this so that they take care of the liabilities that they have in all of this. So that's even in the private sector, slowing down opening of things. But even at the state and the municipal levels, they're also having a very similar hard time with this. And so we're getting a lot of mixed messages. Are we in phase three, or are we not really in phase three in California? That's the question.
Now, the other thing is weekly jobless claims last week slowed down a little bit. 2.12 million people filed for jobless benefits, but that brings the total up to 41 million, and that's about 25% of the workforce. That's huge.
That's exactly right. And the high jobless numbers that we are seeing, they're continuing even after almost all of our states at this point, I think all of them, to some degree or another, have begun to reopen their economies. And that is, I think, a couple of different things, Captain. Number one, some of these jobs, they're not there to go back to because the other businesses have folded already. Or, in some cases, because of the unemployment checks and so forth, the increases, the extra 600 a week, as it were.
Well, that's going to go away.
Yeah, but some people haven't perceived that. I think they're thinking, hey, I'm making more off, on unemployment than I am to go back to work. And then you're right, it's only temporary. The better thing to have is a job that lasts rather than a temporary bump in your annual income kind of thing.
We're going to see what's going to happen here, because by June the 2nd, a lot of things have to happen to keep some of this stuff going. And if it's not done, then it's going to stop. It's just going to end. That's going to be the end of that. Now, the world's biggest lockdown that we've just gone through has led to the push of about 12 million people that will be going into deep poverty, and they're never going to get out.
Well, that's right. This was being discussed by the United Nations. President of the World Bank Group says that he's worried that some 60 million more people are going to be pushed into extreme poverty this year, saying raising the total towards 700 million overall. I mean, this is a major tragedy that is going on right now, and I think it's going to have to do with investment, especially in third world nations that desperately need it. Unfortunately, because we're looking at what appears to be a similar kind of levels as the Great Depression, and even the perception of that is going to slow down things even more, and more of these people are going to have these terrible tragedies.
And this just goes to show you how loony the loony left is, and the celebrities on the loony left. Carly B, who is a singer, she said that Minnesota's protesters are left with no choice but to loot. They have no choice at all but to loot.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't either. It's called breaking the law.
Yeah, I mean, people have a choice of what they're going to do. And there are a lot of people who've chosen not to go out and loot. I think it's important to point that out. But there's a lot of people who have believed that this is a license to loot. And again, what we're looking at, we're seeing that the FBI is involved. The officers, as I understand, were fired already. In my opinion, there will likely be enormous charges coming down against them. But this has to play out. And I saw officials earlier today saying, look, you've got to give this a little bit of time because we want to do it right. And that's the most important thing, because this sets another precedent, Captain, to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. We're all on the same team on this.
And then you've got an actress by the name of Frances Fisher. I have no idea who she is. She said, and I quote, they want a race war. We'll give them a race war. There's just one problem. She's a white woman.
Well, I mean, talk about fanning the flames. I don't think people think in the terms of race war. I mean, these
no.
kind of things come from people in the media or people in entertainment.
Don Lemon was the other one that said it.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I mean, this is, I mean, that's going backwards to start talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
And oh, by the way, then there's Colin Kaepernick, the gift that just keeps on giving. He sounded out the call to fight back. Fight back in the Floyd death protests. Fight back.
Well, you know how we fight back is that we put people on trial if they've broken the law, and then if there's evidence to convict them, we put them in jail. It's just that.
And the president has pushed the DOJ to speed up the George Floyd death investigation. There's already people on the ground from the U.S. Attorney's Office, FBI agents are there as well doing what they need to do. You just don't go out and just arrest somebody because the crowd thinks you need to do it. He's been tried in the court of public opinion, and they all think that this one guy, Officer Derek Chauvin, is apparently guilty as charged, period. But again, my question is, how did he go from the right side of the car with two officers in a normal manner, just walking him to put him in the car, and suddenly he was on the ground in the left side of the car with a guy with his knee in his throat? How did that happen?
Exactly, and that's precisely why we need
right.
a thorough investigation.
And then you find out that there was a history between this officer and this deceased.
Yeah, George Floyd.
Yeah, and the connection was working at a nightclub. One was inside, one was outside.
That's exactly right. It was the El Nuevo Rodeo Club that was on Lake Street at the time when they both apparently worked there. So we don't know what acquaintance they may have had. That will play out, because this is a very interesting coincidence in this whole thing.
Yeah.
It simply needs to be run down. It may be nothing, but it's something to start with, though.
And Germany and our friend Maria in Germany have got a solution to the Twitter problem.
What's that?
They've offered Twitter the opportunity to relocate to Germany.
Wow. Well, you never know. I mean, you know, that might be in the offing at some point, but part of it sounds to me more like
tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much, and a lot of ground covered there in that 90 minutes. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you all about them and what it is they do. But in the meantime, they're going to get a chance first to tell you who they are, what they are, and here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right down here by me in Tampa Bay on the other side of the bay. I'm on the east side. They're on the west side. And you can find out more about them by going to their website and learn what it would take to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, that's a very high-paying, in-demand job. Certainly, the career opportunities there are immense, especially with what we've got going on in today's airplane air world, if you will, with all the things that are going to have to happen to get all these planes back in the air again. Now, that being said, NAA.edu is the website to go to, NAA.edu, that's number one. And then number two, after you do that, if you want to schedule an appointment to take a tour, which is what I would suggest, take a tour of their location, just give them a call at 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour, either the one in Concord, Mass. Or the one in Clearwater, Florida. 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, our Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, said Wednesday that he is not confident in the Afghanistan troop withdrawal before the election and it happening. Though the Pentagon is reportedly preparing an Afghanistan withdrawal scenario that would see more than 8,000 troops brought back stateside by early November, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that it's only one option and not particularly a strong one. Now, we'll see what happens. It's all contingent on what's going on in Afghanistan. And the Trump administration is now pursuing a deal with precision-guided munitions with Saudi Arabia, just as prior sales to the kingdom are under scrutiny by a top Democratic senator and others. We'll see how that plays out. Now, the Navy's top admiral received the results of an internal investigation into the spread of the coronavirus aboard the USS carrier Theodore Roosevelt and the firing of the aircraft carrier Skipper back in April. We don't know exactly where this is going to go, but this is contingent to the future of the former skipper of the aircraft carrier, number one, and to see whether or not there's something more that can be done to try to stop the spread of the virus on board these ships. Now, also, the Air Force has failed to fix longstanding racial differences in its military justice system that had previously led to black airmen being punished disproportionately more, according to a new report from the advocacy group called Protect Our Defenders. Now, again, I've never heard of them before, so I don't know what they're all about, but I guess we'll find out sooner rather than later. Now, two Air Force B-1B Lancer bombers flew over the South China Sea this week in the latest of an increasing number of U.S. military demonstrations in the region. Now, we had something like this happen last week. We've got another one this week. By the way, a senior Russian lawmaker strongly rejected the U.S. military's claim that Russia has deployed fighter jets to Libya to support East-based forces in their offensive on the capital, Tripoli. But guess what? They took the planes, they camouflaged them, they got rid of all the Russian details and insignias that were on them and made them look like they were part of the Syrian Air Force, and now they're in Libya. Oh, well. Now, the other thing, President Donald Trump again declared his intention to bring our soldiers back home from Afghanistan amid the reports that senior military officials are set to present a series of withdrawal plans to remove most forces there in the coming months. We'll see how that plays out. Again, as I just told you, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, is not in favor of moving them back that quickly. We'll see how that works out. And the Secretary of Defense also said that the U.S. military is preparing for another potential wave of the coronavirus. It might do things a little bit differently, said the secretary, providing more targeted aid for cities and states and possibly shorter quarantine times for the troops. Now, also, a Coast Guard active duty family will get the same priority for Defense Department child care as other military families under a recent policy change directed by the Defense Secretary, and that's a good thing. And the Pentagon is preparing for President Trump to withdraw thousands of American troops from Afghanistan before the presidential election. And again, let's see what's going on here. This is Minneapolis.
Receive. Let's start out on TAC 3, and then if we have to go to a separate TAC channel, we'll do that on scene.
All right, well, there's another, that's another fire, another building, arson fire that they're responding to. So that's the third one in 3 hours. So we're averaging one an hour since midnight. And I'm not surprised. Plus, they had burnt numerous cars on the street. Now, this is night number three, and apparently it's not going away anytime soon. And again, it's a shame that it's having to go this route. I was going to say that's...
Dispatch from TAC 2, be advised. Task Force 3 and Task Force 2 will be on TAC 3, proceeding to Cedar and Lake.
And that's where the latest fire is at that intersection he just pointed out. It's another building. But they've been going all night long, and they had to back off for a little bit because they were had things thrown at them, rocks, bottles, and whatnot. There was one report of gunshots fired at some fire equipment, and that is always going to get your equipment turned around because they just aren't going to respond when something like that happens because, you know, all the firefighters have to defend themselves with is the water on the truck and the hoses to put the water out. And, of course, if you have a monitor, and I know some of you that are firefighters and fire buffs understand what a monitor is on a truck, it's a high nozzle water device that you literally charge and crank it up as high as you want and just point it and let it do its job, either putting water into a building or whatever. It's great for crowd control because you can put it right out in front of the truck, set the water pressure up to 150 to 200 pounds and blow people right off their feet and just push them literally down the street. They have no control over themselves when they get hit with a water monitor at 150 to 200 pounds. And if I was the fire department or that mayor or the police chief, I would be using the fire monitors to get the people out of the streets. I mean, that's what I'd be doing. Instead of having to shoot at them and all that sort of stuff, use the water. That's what it's there for. So, you know, what do I know? by the way, Senate Democrats have objected now to the rapid judicial confirmations that's been going on with the judges that Mitch McConnell's been just pushing them out and putting them through, and out the door they go and getting new judges out there. And the Dems don't like that. They don't like that. And our Treasury has now set aside $10 billion of the PPP funds for small banks, and I think that's a great idea because some of the mom-and-pa banks and all that stuff, we want to keep them afloat, number one. And number two, we want them to be able to help the people in the small towns that are out there keep their businesses going, if at all possible. That's something that definitely wants to be done. By the way, Senator McSally in Arizona says that China needs to be held accountable for the deaths around the world. I couldn't agree more with that. I would say that once we were able to sue them, we should just sue them for every nickel and dime they possibly could fathom they have. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our second Trucker's Highway Bible Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Yep, and it's Donna Fiducia. And right now, let's get a hold of Mark Walters. That is, if I can get a hold of Mark Walters. All righty.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All right, Mark must have had a little bit of too much to eat there. It was gargling. All right, let's get going here. The Captain's America, Third Watch, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stops.
it's the Guess Who, American Woman, an oldie but goodie, and that's one of those that we'd like to bring out here at night because we're playing a lot of the old rock and roll classics. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right. A strong cold front will likely trigger severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain on Friday from the interior northeast into the eastern Ohio Valley and northern middle Atlantic region, especially in New York and Pennsylvania. Now, meanwhile, in addition to the ongoing heat wave out in the west, fire weather concerns and fire threat advisories are increasing along the Great Basin and into the Four Corners region. So let's go out west to California and Arizona and take a look at the high heat and high temperatures right now. Once again, in the high desert of California, out to the east, down to Yuma, coming out along I-8 and I-10 and Needles, and going up through Las Vegas on I-15 and coming across I-40 into Kingman, you've got some really hot temperatures, again, scorchers. And you've also got down below in the lower desert in Phoenix and Tucson, again, very hot, high scorching temperatures. But the change to all of this now in Nevada is north of Nevada to the west, north of Las Vegas, rather, to the west, and north of Las Vegas towards Mesquite and up into Utah, you've got a fire threat advisory and a fire threat warning for the dry situation you've got there right now with all the high hot temperatures that's created tinderbox conditions in the event that somebody accidentally starts a fire or whatever. It's going to spread like wildfire. Now, there is some wind right now in California, in the central part near Ontario, east of Los Angeles, and up in Nevada, on the western part of Nevada, south of Reno, you've got some wind down in there, as well as up on top of Donner and north up into the central part of Oregon, some winds there as well. A little bit of rain up there on I-90 around Yakima and Washington. Billings, Montana, tonight again, you've got some scattered rain through there. The western part of Wyoming, you've got rain in that area. You've got some scattered showers in the northeastern corner of Utah and the western part of Wyoming, and some fog over to the east of Colorado right now, and coming up out of Denver and going over towards 76 into Nebraska, you might find some areas of fog in there. Now, there is some rain, scattered showers along the central part of Columbia in Missouri, I-70, and over towards Kansas, just south of Kansas City, around Olathe, it looks like. And then you got some rain up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've also got some unsettled weather conditions, some wind and some fog and a little bit of rain intertwined and intermixed all the way from Nova Scotia, I-95, on down towards Long Island and then down along Jersey and down along, down into Delaware, some scattered areas of fog all through there on and off as you travel back and forth. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And they are the largest truck stop chain in the country, and you can find out why by stopping by one and seeing what they have to offer. Now, obviously, the Flying J Truck Stops have got all of the classics that you've known the Flying J to be for years and years and years. And the Pilots, the travel centers, have just gotten better and better and better all the time with anything from a Wendy's to a Kentucky Fried Chicken to a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, whatever, right there. So you got all of the above. So check them out. Check them out. And remember, go in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, let's drift on over here right now to the telephone line when we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. And good morning.
Well, yeah, morning.
Yeah, I know. I know. Morning. I've been. I've got the scanner in the background. I've been listening to all the stuff that's been going on in Minneapolis tonight.
We've been on the air a little bit more than, about almost 3 hours right now, and we've been averaging a major fire every hour, number one. We've had a shooting in the midst of all that, number two. We've had a number of EMS calls for people that have been injured. Don't know what the extent of their injuries are, but it's really going hot and heavy in Minneapolis tonight, and it's spread over to St. Paul in Minnesota and other cities around the country.
Yeah, I saw where I think that there was some kind of conflict, if you will, here in Tampa, Los Angeles. It's sad that people don't understand that there is a process. There is a legal process. However, I would say by now, I would have at least have arrested these officers. I don't understand why that hasn't happened, especially I think that these protesters necessarily need to understand that the state attorney general is who? Keith Ellison.
Yeah, it gets even better than that. This officer, his name, the one that had the knee to the throat of the victim, Derek Chauvin, he had a history of various reprimands and whatnot, some physical altercations, and one of them went up against possibly being charged by the district attorney who was in Minneapolis at the time, and it was Amy Klobuchar, current U.S. senator, and she did not charge him.
Well, I know that I don't know that he was part of this one, because I think that the one that you're referring to was a former police officer.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but this particular individual, Derek Chauvin, was not charged by Amy Klobuchar when he got into a situation where they were talking about bringing
The Guardian actually posted that yesterday, and Yahoo News had picked it up. I would say I really don't understand what the holdup is.
And there's a history between Officer Chauvin and Mr. Floyd. They once worked in the same establishment as security guards. Chauvin was inside, Floyd was outside. There may be a history there that may be involved in this, too. Who knows? All right, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon right after the top of our news. And by the way, that was the scanner in the background barking. I'm going to try to figure out what's going on now. We've been averaging one big arson fire an hour. They've had three major structure fires since about 1 o'clock this morning there in the area. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.